Hello, everyone. This is Kevin, and you're listening to English Roundtable Podcast. Today, I'm joined with one of our usual guests, Zane.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Yes. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you.
Very good. Surviving the summer heat?
Managing. Yeah. Surviving. Yeah. Basically, avoiding it as much as possible. But so far, so good.
Excellent.
How about you?
Yes. Doing well. Same. I'm staying in the air conditioning as much as possible, whether it's a cafe, my home, or at the office.
Yeah. It's the trips in between the air conditioning that are killing me. But yes. Surviving so far.
All right. Very good. So today we are going to do our second episode of Show and Tell. So if you've been listening or watching, you should know that one of our most popular episodes was the Show and Tell number one. And that time we looked at a few items that I had never really seen before, except for in movies.
Mm.
But today you have brought three new items.
Indeed I have. So the last three were, as you said, items that you had not seen before. But upon seeing them, we realized that some of them were actually featured in movies as well, and there was that connection also. Today, I have brought three more items in. The theme for these three items is Nintendo.
Okay, great.
But old Nintendo.
Okay.
So pre-NES Nintendo.
Okay, I see.
We're talking 70s and earlier.
Oh, wow, really?
Very, very old Nintendo items.
Now, what was the name? Was it Famicom?
Famicom,
is
yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, so Famicom was Nintendo's first big gaming system. And basically, the NES was the world version of the Famicom.
So, okay.
We're talking Nintendo items before that was even a thing.
Okay, so, well, I'm excited.
Mm.
And recently, Apple TV, they had a movie made called Tetris, which was kind of the history of how Tetris became so popular. And then also the whole, there was a kind of a battle with Russia because it was a Russian programmer.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen that, it's kind of interesting if you're interested in Nintendo and the kind of history.
Very interested. I have not seen it. I have heard that it is a thing and I've heard about it. And I do know a little bit of the history there as well. And further to that, yes, it was a Russian guy. I cannot remember his name. Pat Pachinov or something like that. But because Russia was still a communist country when he actually made it, Russia actually owned the rights for something like 20 years. So he didn't make anything off it financially.
Oh, my goodness.
It all went to the Communist Party or the Russian government or whatever. So only after that period, he actually started to get some royalties from it.
Wow, so amazing. Yeah, I know in the movie they overview it a little bit about how also maybe they had the rights for like the PC, but not for like gaming systems.
Right.
Which is why they packaged it with the NES.
Okay. Yeah, and Game Boy as well.
Oh, that's it. Sorry, Game Boy. It was Game Boy.
Yeah, so I remember that's what my Game Boy came with when I got it. It was a package deal with Tetris. So Tetris was the first game that I played on the Game Boy.
Yeah,
and
same.
My favorite, actually.
Me too. I love it.
Oh, it's great. Like, I've still got it on the Game Boy as well. Still busted out occasionally.
Yeah.
And it's still got everything that I liked about it. I'm still as attracted to it
as
the first time I played it.
Big Tetris fan.
Huge fan. Yeah, love it.
Me too. All right, well, let's get into these items.
Okay.
So there's three items.
Three items, yes.
And if you're just listening, head on to the YouTube page because we actually have video of us opening and showcasing these items. So if you're on YouTube, welcome.
Yeah,
and
welcome.
If not, please join so you can actually see these items.
Yeah, I think for those people listening, these are items that you probably won't be familiar with either. A lot of big Nintendo collectors don't even know about these things, or they've only heard about them. They've never actually seen them before. So they're fairly rare and obscure, some of them. So
okay, excellent.
I think it should be a good podcast.
All right, excellent. I'm really excited to get into this.
Right.
So as usual with our show and tell, I am not going to look. I'm going to first touch and feel to see if I can identify what the item is.
Go ahead.
And then after. So I'm going to go with the one that's closest to me.
Okay.
I'm kind of, I might need to double hand it.
Yeah, take it out.
Okay.
So quite heavy,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's the first thing you'll notice about it, probably.
it's very hard to identify because it kind of feels like a cassette player, like right. from the first episode.
Okay. And I have, I have brought a cassette player on before. It's a unique item. Even if I had to describe it to you, it would be a little difficult for me to actually do
I'm guessing so. It's the actual system.
Nice guess, but no, not a system, not a system of any kind. Okay. I guess I would describe it as a toy, like not a non gaming
okay,
toy.
I see. No. I don't know. I'm gonna have to look.
Have a look.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah,
I would never have guessed this.
any ideas what that might be?
Yeah, I mean it's okay. So to describe it. It, I don't know how to describe it. Well, I know there's yeah. something. It's called the automatic ultrascope.
Yes.
And I mean, obviously, there's a view, like a Viewmaster.
Yep.
So you're looking at some images yeah. or something.
So that pops out. So that will pop out like so.
Okay.
And you would look into that. It's battery operated. So if you see there's two buttons there, one's an up and one's a down. So once the batteries are in, you'd push the up button, and this would extend out. The top of it actually extends out. And what that, it's like a periscope, basically.
Mm.
So it's a periscope. It allows you to see things that are, see over high objects and also around corners as well.
Oh, that's
cool.
And
it actually works quite well. I brought the manual in for that one, so I can show you just how far it actually extends.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna just put it right here so others can see it.
So there's some examples there of like how you could use it as well, like at a sporting event, for example.
Oh, I see. That's
so
cool.
Yeah, to see over a crowd or to see something that's high up. So I guess if you're a kid, obviously you might have an issue like that where you're struggling to see over people in a crowd or see things on a shelf.
Right.
It actually extends about a meter. So it's yeah. It's telescopic, and yeah, it actually extends quite high, and it does work quite well. It uses a series of mirrors to actually project the image back down here. So
that's really cool. I've never seen that. Never seen that before, or knew of it.
Yeah. Nintendo had so many toys. Like before they made NES and Famicom, they were a toy company, and they made a lot of things like this. A lot of them had the name Ultra in it. So this is the Ultra Scope. The guy behind it was called Gunpei Yokoi. And he actually went on later to design the Game & Watch series, like those LCD games or LED, LCD. And then also the Game Boy. So he was the guy who came up with the idea for Game Boy.
Oh, I see.
But before that, he was working on things like this.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I'll just show the back there for the viewers.
So two C-sized batteries, I believe. And that's purely just to operate the telescopic boom, I guess you'd call it. And the mirror part just flips out automatically. So
that's really
very
cool.
Well thought out.
Yeah, that's interesting. And when was this produced and sold?
Okay, so that one was from 1971.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was one of his earlier pieces.
Mm.
He did a few other Ultra series, and I believe that was the second or third in the Ultra series.
I see. So. That's cool. I would like to try that out sometime.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to bring in batteries. I just couldn't find any before I came in. But
no problem.
It does actually work very well. It is quite a useful thing. Even adults could use that to look up on maybe if you're, for example, the top of the air conditioner.
Yeah.
Does it need to be cleaned? Is it dusty? You could actually look up there and take a look. So
it's got its uses. Still.
Practical applications. Yeah. But I think if you were a kid back in the 70s, that would have been a pretty cool thing to have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right, I like that. Let's put this one aside.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll take a look at the next one. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that.
So this one, as you can see, it says Ultra Scope. The very first pressing of these, they actually made a spelling mistake, and it was called the Ultra Cope.
No
so,
way.
Yeah,
really?
So that's a bit of a rarer one to get hold of. So
That's cool. That's great condition too.
Yeah, this one's in very good condition. Well, never used except by me to try it out. So I've got the box and everything. Wait, I've even got the original batteries.
It was never used?
No, never used.
Wow. So, that's why it's so good.
Yeah,
it looks
like
pristine.
It literally, besides a few times that I have actually used it just to check it, that's the only time it's ever been used. So when I got it, it was fresh in the box. I actually had to break the seal on the batteries to open them. They were leaking, so I've put them separately. That's the thing with old batteries. They can start leaking. But, never been used at all. So.
That is really cool.
Mint.
I like that. Okay, let's go to the next item.
Sure.
And I'm going to go with the first thing I feel.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So let's see. There's wires attached or something.
There are wires attached.
And let's see, it's like a square shape. It feels like an iPod.
It is.
Or the same size
as
an iPod.
Yeah, definitely. It is roughly the same size of, I guess, first gen iPods.
That's the size to me, it feels like.
Yeah.
I figure out what these things are that's hanging off. And I don't want to break it, of course. So I'm being very delicate.
Yeah,
thank you.
I
have no idea what this could be. I really don't. You're right. I don't know what any of these
items are. I've
brought
in some very mysterious items today.
Oh, I didn't want to look. I didn't see. I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. And even looking at it, you might still be a little confused as to what that is.
Okay, so I'm looking now. It's the electronic love tester.
Mm.
And... okay, I know kind of the background because they had like carnival games kind of like this, right?
They did. They did originally produce some larger arcade sort of carnival games.
So for those just listening, it's a metallic, I don't know, handle or like a small round piece that's connected. One's red, one's black wire, and it goes to this small object called the love tester, which I'm guessing will... see if you're a match with somebody, right?
That's
so
right.
It's
that's
like
right.
Maybe checking your... I mean, it's just metal, so it's got to be like your heat.
Very close. I think it actually works on perspiration or moisture.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I suppose the theory would be you've got a bit of a nervous couple maybe, you know, in love, and test it out on there. One person would hold one side. The other person would hold the other side. And then you'd hold hands...
You want to try it out with me? Just kidding.
I'd love to, but there's no batteries. I don't know. I think we'd be a pretty good match.
Yeah, I think so. And then
the bro tester.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then, so if you're seeing this, there's a meter. So what would be the theory behind the meter?
So all the meter is doing is it's registering the conductivity between one person's body to another. So by holding one end each and then holding hands, you've actually completed a circuit.
Right, okay.
And it'll just measure your conductivity, I suppose, and therefore your level of love. So this was kind of obviously aimed at couples. This is a very, very old machine. I believe Nintendo's second ever electronic device that they made. They did do one previous to... the love tester,
I see.
Which I unfortunately do not have, but this one is fairly rare, and it is very old as well. So would you care to guess when that might be from?
Ooh, that's like a 60s vibe to it. I'm going to
guess. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to guess 1966.
You're pretty close.
Oh, yeah?
You're pretty close. 1969.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, when you think about what was happening in the world then, you've got, like, Woodstock and hippies and all of that. And
Summer of Love.
Yeah, the Summer of Love. So it's maybe tested out there. There probably would have been some high ratings at Woodstock.
Yeah, certainly.
But that's essentially how it works. It's a very basic circuit, and the circuit's just completed when you're holding hands. And it'll just measure, I guess, moisture, sweat, perspiration. Mm-hmm. So if you're like a young couple in love, you'd probably maybe be a bit nervous about trying that out. And hopefully get a decent rating. So that needle just moves across according to the, I suppose, the moisture content, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And I guess the higher you go, the more connectivity.
Absolutely. Yeah, the more love. No.
Right.
I've tried it a few times. Tried it with my wife, got about a 30. So, yeah, we weren't too happy with with that result. But then we actually just wet our hands, rinsed our hands off with some water, then tried it again, and it was more like 80.
So it's got to be just...
Yeah. So it is based on just how much, I guess, perspiration.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Must have just been a dry room.
Yeah. It was.
Okay.
Well, we weren't feeling the vibe that day, maybe.
Right.
So.
That could be. All right. Well, that's cool. I've never seen that before.
That's a pretty rare one.
Yeah.
And that is also unused.
Yeah, it looks very, very good.
Despite me testing it out a few times. Like, right. they're the original... twice or ties there.
Yeah.
And they've never been undone. So got the box and the manual and everything for that as well.
Yeah.
So when I got that one, it had also never been used. It actually had a battery inside it as well.
Oh, really?
So luckily discovered that and got that out before that started to leak. So
wow, that's cool. I like that.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Also Gunpei Yokoi was the brains behind that as well. So I guess that's another sub-theme of the items that I'm showing you today, all designed by Gunpei Yokoi.
Very interesting. All right, I like that one.
All right.
I'll shift that over to you.
Well,
two out of three.
Let's see what's next.
All right. The next one. Let's see if I can get it out of the bag. Kind of scared. It's a little... Okay. Got it out.
You don't need to be too delicate with this one.
Oh, really?
Okay. No, it feels okay.
It feels like I should be.
This one is actually folded up as well, so it does kind of unfold, I guess you'd say, or uncoil, maybe.
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I don't know. I really
I've brought
can't.
In some really difficult
you
items
really
today.
Have.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's fun. I don't think I have a guess.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't
expect you to be honest.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Looks like a mousetrap.
Yeah.
In the game or something.
Yeah. So that is actually closed at the moment, and I'll give a bit of a demonstration of how that actually works.
Okay.
They call these, in Japanese, they call these magic hands. So you've got those two suction cups open out, and you can use those. This extends out.
I
see. So it's kind of like, maybe you remember a toy as a kid, and it was like a punching hand.
You'd
operate it like that, and it would extend out and punch.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of principle.
I see. So it's like an extender, like a grab extender.
Yeah, exactly right. I'll just open it up here and we can take a bit of a look. So excuse the mess. It's a little bit tangled up. So it would open out like that. And you can get about a meter or so reach on that as well.
Wow.
That opens up like that.
Uh-huh.
So you can extend it out and then use this to, like, as you extend it, that will tighten up as well, and it will actually grab the item, you can bring it back in, and this string here, if you pull that string, that will release this back, so,
that's cool.
Yeah, dropping the item again. That's the oldest thing I've brought in today, so.
I couldn't even guess the.
Yeah, that's a bit of a strange one, so.
I'm guessing, 58.
Okay, good guess, good guess. It is 60s as well,
okay.
And I believe your previous guess of the love tefto was 66?
Yes.
Yeah, this is actually from 1966. So.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I didn't, Nintendo's just associated so much now with video games only.
Absolutely, yeah.
So to have these kind of items is interesting, because I would never think of this kind of style, but
yeah,
I do like how in I believe like 50s and 60s they had these kind of niche toy items.
Yeah,
I thought those were really interesting.
Yeah, well, this is one of those. I believe this is Nintendo's first sort of mass produced popular toy, and I think they sold over a million of those.
Really?
Good luck finding one these days. They are around, but I had to look quite hard to find that one.
Wow, interesting.
Like original suction cups as well. Mm-hmm. So to find one in that condition would be reasonably rare.
And it's pretty amazing that they haven't disintegrated or
anything like sometimes that. Sometimes they do. Mm-hmm. These ones are in pretty good condition. Quite often you'll find them, they're all dried up and you can actually replace them. Like I've made some replacements for another unit just out of suction cups that I found at the 100 yen store. So sort of made my own. But the actual base of it in terms of the plastic and everything and all of the rivets is in fantastic condition. It actually says Nintendo on it there as well.
Yeah.
So, interesting item.
Very interesting. Oh, another item that it's kind of like one of the first things that I think Nintendo was creating were the cards. Right?
Yeah.
Like playing cards.
Yep.
And I know that those go for a very high price, right?
Some of them, yes.
To find them in an actual original.
Yeah.
I'm sure you read the story. This has been a few months ago, but somebody did, a collector found one that was completely unsealed.
Right.
And when they did unseal it.
Yep.
It was all stuck together.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know the guy. I believe he runs the site called Before Mario.
Okay.
Which is actually a very good site for the listeners. I'd recommend checking out this site Before Mario. And as the name suggests, it's everything. It's like a chronological history of Nintendo before they got to Mario.
Ah,
so it has all of these toys and even further back into their Hanafuda cards. So. I'm pretty sure it was him who found those and documented them. And then on a follow-up to that, I believe he found some more later on that were actually not stuck together.
Right.
So, which was a good moment for him and other collectors as well, being able to see some that he did find that were in usable condition. He could actually separate them and show everybody what they looked like.
Right.
But, yeah, playing cards was their first big thing that they did. That was over 100 years ago.
Was it really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not imagine that.
Yeah.
So when did Nintendo start? You said over 100 years
ago? I don't know the exact date, but it's something like 120 years ago or something like
that.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Wow, very interesting. Yeah, now I'm very curious to look more into the history of Nintendo.
Yeah, it's a pretty
deep
history.
I knew a little bit, but not that deep.
Yeah. Like they tried a few different ventures as well. So at one stage they had a taxi company.
Oh, yeah.
At one stage, they had an instant ramen business, producing ramen. They had, most interestingly, considering Nintendo nowadays is somewhat of a family company, they actually had a chain of love hotels
as well,
yeah, back in the day. So they were sort of trying a bit of everything
at one stage. That's interesting.
Obviously, they found their niche and
stuck
with it.
Exactly. Wow, that's really cool. Well, man, thanks for bringing these things in.
Not a problem. I'm glad to be sharing them with yourself and other people watching online or listening. So they are pretty rare, so it's nice to be able to show them off to people who are interested. So
certainly.
Thank you.
Yeah, so please come back again, bring some stuff. I know you have to go through your collection to find some unique items, but I think for me, it's always fun to get to see what it is and then also for listeners to maybe see something they've never seen before.
Yeah,
well.
I don't think even hardcore collectors of Nintendo items would have probably never held these. They might have seen pictures of them, but they've probably never actually held them. So as a collector myself, I'm quite proud of the older Nintendo items that I have.
Yes, they're very good. And to be in such good condition, too.
Yeah, that's another amazing thing, too. Yeah, yeah.
It's like they just produced it today.
It does look pretty fresh, yeah. I'd like to see them reproduce some of these things. And in fact, they did reproduce the Love Tester maybe 10 years ago or something
that.
Yeah. So Nintendo didn't make it. It was made by another company, but it looked exactly the same.
Okay.
So they did kind of relaunch that as a limited edition item.
So, wow, very cool.
Yeah, not a problem.
Well, again, please come anytime. I'd really like to.
I will bring some more things for you. Bring some Hanafuda cards next time, maybe, and you can check those out.
Yes,
so
please.
Got some sets of those that are probably 60, 70 years old.
Oh,
so,
wow, yes.
Yeah, like in the wooden box. Stuff. And yeah, I'll bring some of that stuff in next time.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right.
All right, well, thanks everyone for listening. And Zane, thank you again.
Not a problem. Great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to English Roundtable, made possible by Kanagaigo Career College in Tokyo, Japan. If you enjoyed hearing natural English conversation, subscribe and like us wherever you're listening, and check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and our other SNS platforms, which will be in the description for this episode. Head over to the YouTube page to see some of the keywords we used in the conversation and other activities to test your English listening skills. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.